A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good Monday afternoon, Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds, 67 degrees.
And your freeways running free and clear so far. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. Family and friends of a Utah tech leader are crying foul. They're claiming negligence on the part of police. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik with the story.
Of Tinker Ventures, 33-year-old Aaron Valenti was in Southern California for work, but missed her Monday evening flight home to Utah from San Jose International Airport. One of her friends, Scott Paul, says he expected police to do more.
We had a spot where we knew the phone went out, and we thought cops would be, doing a perimeter search, looking for license plates, looking for cars.
Police in San Jose had determined that she was voluntarily missing, prompting friends to organize a search group on Facebook. It turns out that one of those volunteers ended up finding Valenti's dead body Saturday night in her rental vehicle. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:31. We have a scary reminder to check your carbon monoxide detectors. Todd Fuchs is here.
Jeff, Intermountain Healthcare is concerned after 60 people were treated when a Provo meeting house for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was evacuated yesterday. Nearly a couple dozen of those had to undergo hyperbaric treatment because of the carbon monoxide poisoning. That's the same kind of accelerated oxygen therapy that scuba divers use when they rise too quickly. The colorless, odorless, tasteless gas is the number one cause of death by poisoning in the United States. A Utah eye doctor is looking at a multi-million-dollar lawsuit, which claims he performed surgeries without having a license. Attorneys bringing the lawsuit say one man was blinded and told to keep his mouth shut or be deported. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is with us live now. Paul, what else are they claiming?
Dr. Paul Wade actually used a kind of method for cataract surgery that is outdated and hasn't even been used in Utah for a long time. Immigration attorneys believe there could be more victims out there. However, they believe they might be too scared to come forward.
It's a victim visa, basically allowing them to remain in the country legally and then adjust their status to get legal residency in the United States.
That's the U visa that they're trying to work on now. Attorneys say that they're asking for $10 million plus punitive damages, although they don't think they're going to get it. Licensing records show that Dr. Wyatt surrendered his license earlier this year. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Flu season right now, normal. Still, doctors are saying you've got to roll up your sleeves.
At least four people are in the hospital in Utah with bad cases of the flu. Dr. Andrew Pavia, chief of pediatric infectious diseases at the University of Utah, says that's common for this time of year, as is the few cases they've seen of swine flu and influenza A.
They're coming in often from travelers in sporadic places, so we really have to wait until things turn up to know what's going on.
Regardless of how bad the flu season gets, everyone 6 months and older is strongly encouraged to get a flu shot. But be warned, there are shortages of the nasal mist vaccine and the high-dose one that's usually given to seniors. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
President Trump says now some U.S. troops might be staying in the Syria region. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the president says 1,000 troops will remain in the region to prevent revival of the Islamic State. He made the troop announcement as part of a tweet on new economic sanctions against Turkey. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
President Trump says he will raise Turkish steel tariffs back to 50% and end negotiations on a $100 billion U.S.-Turkey trade deal, saying he's ready to destroy Turkey's economy if the Syria invasion doesn't end.
Mr. Trump also saying he was clear with Turkey's president that the invasion has set off a humanitarian crisis. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz says he was told to leave Fiona Hill's deposition because he's not on any of the committees overseeing the closed-door deposition. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has the latest.
Gaetz argues he is on the Judiciary Committee, which has jurisdiction over impeachment proceedings and should be allowed to listen in. Gaetz has been critical of the impeachment inquiry.
Gaetz is also asking for the transcripts of witnesses' testimonies to be released release to the public. It's Columbus Day, but not everyone is recognizing the national holiday. Wisconsin and parts of Massachusetts now recognize it as Indigenous Peoples Day, choosing to honor Native populations instead of the Italian explorer.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I was just saying the other day to my fiance, like, why is it we have this holiday?
Steve Solito is an Italian-American who lives in Boston. He says Indigenous Peoples Day is a good thing because so many people suffered under Columbus. For many Italian-Americans, Columbus Day is a celebration of their heritage, their culture, and their contributions to America. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
She threatened to boycott the debate. Not anymore. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ayers live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Yeah, Todd, the one-line tweet from Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard today, quote, "I will be attending the debate." Last week, she said she was considering boycotting it, claiming the DNC and corporate media were trying to rig the election. Tomorrow night's Democratic debate stage will feature a record 12 candidates. It could be the last for some of them. Gabbard, Julian Castro, Amy Klobuchar, and Beto O'Rourke are all in trouble of not meeting new fundraising and polling thresholds that have been bumped up for November's debate. Live from the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayers, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 3:35.